Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 760 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from both Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm and head softball coach Erica Post. Our first guest is Humboldt Wildcats head baseball coach Jason Thurm, whose team has wrapped up a perfect conference season with a 14-0 record, the first time the team had recorded a perfect conference season since 2016. I caught up with Coach Thurm after the win against Iowa Falls Alden on Thursday for his thoughts on his team's conference championship season and a look ahead toward the postseason.
That's a great accomplishment, and to go 14-0, it shows the depth that we have as a team from a pitching staff, being able to throw three, four, five guys out there and be competitive on a nightly basis. That's what really stands out to me. Offensively, just the depth of the lineup. You're going to have nights when you're not putting runs up, but with the depth that we have, we feel like we have a pretty good chance to score some runs, and that shows as well. And it's just the consistency is outstanding, and just real proud of the kids. Proud of the type of group that we have, how unselfish they are, and how they support each other, and it's just everybody together working towards that common goal. It's a great thing to be a part of.
Cohen Madsen go tonight here with his performance here tonight. I know it probably helped out pitch count too.
He went at him all night long. Cohen's a strike thrower, and that's something that we've really noticed this year with it, and he's starting to develop a little bit more as a pitcher too, where he's mixing in a little curveball, and he's got a huge weapon in his changeup, and he's just going to get better. But yeah, that's encouraging to see him take the ball and go out there with that confidence and just attack all night.
And it seems like this lineup just continues to get better with games as it's continued on through the season. That offense starting to look pretty good here going into that final week.
It's been a work in progress all year, where I just feel it's, you know, we kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start with all the spring sports and just building up reps and at bats, and I just feel like it's really coming together now. And this is a group that they're going to come out and they're going to work, whether it's BP, whether it's a practice, they're going to make the most out of it. And I think that's really showing up, because we're seeing some great at-bats, seeing a lot of confidence up there right now, and we hope to keep that rolling.
So, Coach, what's the game plan next week now, as you have a couple of non-conference games and then you get postseason ready to go?
Yeah, it's all about getting tuned up now and making sure pitchers are in a good place going into Friday's game, and just trying to build that confidence. And, you know, you don't want to mess too much with what we have going on right now. We'll go out and we'll get Isaiah up on Monday, and we'll get Jaden up on Monday, and most likely Ty even too. It'll probably kind of make it a bullpen game with that, but just get them tuned up and keep them fresh and ready to go. It's got to be all hands on deck for Friday, so we'll try to get that out of the way on Monday, and just going out and continue to play good baseball.
And another opportunity, another crack at Gilbert. What's that mean now to get to play them at home, with the tough loss last year in the sub-state first round?
Yeah, we're happy that we get to seed and we get to host, so that's a good thing. But they're a good team, and they're a team that's not going to beat themselves. We're going to have to go out and pitch well and hit well and make plays defensively. We're just gonna have to play a good baseball game, and if we play the way we're capable of, we should have a good shot.
Appreciate it, Coach, and congratulations.
Thank you, Matt.
That was Humboldt head baseball coach Jason Thurm. Our next guest is Humboldt head softball coach Erica Post, who has led the Wildcats to a second place finish in the North Central Conference with an 11-3 mark. I caught up with Coach Post after Friday's win against Iowa Falls Alden on the team's performance and the road ahead as the team prepares for a postseason run.
We came out and the kids jumped on them right away, and we were able to play really solid defense and had some big innings with some runs, and we had a girl on in a giant lightning strike that got everybody's attention, so we went and sat in the dugouts for a little bit, and the girls played games back and forth. But then when we got the 2-minute warning for warm-ups, they went out and got ready to go, and we got one run, and then we had to play defense, and then we came back out and got the one run to end the game early and get out of there. It's really good to see this time of year get the kids all back on track for hitting the ball. You know, we need that when we move forward into the tournament. So getting everybody hot and on the same page again is good for us moving forward.
Well, Coach, now you face off against Greene County, non-conference play. What is the goal now as you're second in the conference, finishing up conference, and you face Greene County here, a game to go before you have to take on a conference foe again, this time win or go home mentality?
Yeah, we're going to go face Greene County. They contacted us about a week or so ago wanting to pick up a second game. So we kind of break up the long break with the 4th of July, the way it falls. And so they're a ranked 3A school, and we'll go down there and get a test there and kind of see their potential regional final opponent. So we'll get a little bit of background on them from that, and then on Thursday night we'll reset and be ready for postseason. And while it's difficult to beat a team for the third time, especially one that we know so well and we've played close battles with, I think the girls will be ready to go, and we'll buckle down and hopefully get the job done.
Cancer night tonight, I know it meant so much to you with this program to see so many people turn out wearing the pink, I mean the uniforms tonight. What does it mean as the head of this program to see so many people turning out for such a passionate cause of this program?
Yeah, we're very honored in order to honor the cancer survivors. We know the battles that they go through, and the fact that they're still here is a testament to their strength, and anything we can do to help support that, we will. It has affected my family personally and a number of people, and then in our softball family, you know, we have two kids in the last 5 years that have battled that. They were out here with our cancer survivors, and so, you know, it's a big honor for us to participate in that, and we want to do anything and everything we can to raise money for that so that in the future somebody else's battle isn't as hard.
You finish off the conference at 11-3, second in the conference with the young group. How proud of you are this group in 2023 with the finish they have in conference play?
You know, we started out very young, very green, and I thought that if we could continue to improve, we could accomplish things, and they started to come around and really turn it on this last half of the year. And it's just a testament to the girls, their hard work and drive to continue to get better. And I think it is a really positive thing for the future of this program.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. Congratulations on the second place finish in the conference. We'll see you Monday night in Greene County as you guys get ready to go. And then Thursday, ready to go back here against Algona. So best of luck, Coach.
Thanks, Matt. Go Cats.
That was Humboldt head softball coach Erica Post. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.